Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of Hajj and the different ahadith related to Hajj. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ إِمْرَأَةً قَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ فَرِيضَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى عِبَادِهِ فِي الْحَجِّ أَدْرَكَتْ أَبِي شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا لَا يَثْبُتُ عَلَى الرَّاحِلَةِ أَفَحُجُّ عَنْهُ قَالَ نَعَمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates that a woman said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has made the Hajj obligatory. Allah Pak has made Hajj faraz upon His servants. It is obligatory, it is faraz on my father now that he is an old man and he cannot remain firm on a conveyance. Those days, remember, that when people would travel, they would travel on animals. But as a person gets old, his balance also gets a bit weaker. He's not so firm and he's unable to be firm on the animal. Unlike our travel today, we travel in an aeroplane, we travel in a car. The person is a bit more stable. But when you're moving on an animal, then it's not so stable, especially long distances, long time they will travel. So this was the complaint of this woman to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what she's saying, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my father, he's an old man and he cannot remain firm on a conveyance. Then she says, can I perform Hajj on behalf of my father? قَالَ نَعَمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ replied, yes. Often we hear this word Hajj Badal, Hajj Badal. People want to perform Hajj Badal on behalf of their parents, on behalf of their friends, on behalf of some family member, on behalf of a neighbor. So this hadith is teaching us something, that there is the concept of Hajj Badal. It's coming from this hadith, as we can see, that here this woman comes to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I got this father, and he is unable to perform the Hajj. So can I perform Hajj on his behalf? Now there are certain actions that you can perform on behalf of someone, and there are certain actions you cannot perform on behalf of someone. For example, a person has got qaza namaz. Now there you can't make qaza namaz on his behalf. Then that person will have to perform the qaza, or failing which that person will have to give some fidya, or make wasiyah that fidya be given on my behalf. But with Hajj, because it is a ibadat, wherein there is a replacement in terms of having somebody else to do it for you. So this is one of the few ibadats where you can appoint somebody, or you can request that somebody does it on your behalf. Another ibadat that you can't do is fasting. Person has missed his fast, he can't get somebody else to fast on his behalf. So from this hadith we learn something, the concept of Hajj Badal. Then we learn another masala from here, is that a female can make Hajj Badal on behalf of a male. It doesn't have to be that a male has to make Hajj Badal on behalf of a male. The other thing is that children should always have the interest of their parents at mind. This woman, imagine how difficult it was at that time to travel and to move. But her interest was, my father, he is old, he is not able to perform Hajj, how can I do something on his behalf? Yesterday we explained that how there are still the pious few that take pride in looking after their parents, of taking care of their parents, of seeing to the needs of the parents. This is one way of seeing to the needs of the parents. If my parents couldn't do a certain good deed, can I do it on his behalf? Yeah, her father was still alive. How happy he would get if he knows that, yes, my daughter is taking this trip and she's going obviously with the necessary requirements, with the mahram, etc. She's performing this Hajj on my behalf. How much joy it will bring to the parents. So this is the thinking of a child. Should always be such that how I can act in the interest of my parents, not how I can act in my own interest and see that how this parent can be sent to an old age home, how the other siblings can look after the parent. The child should always have the interest and the welfare of the parents in mind. And Lafit ibn Amir radiallahu anhu anhu atan nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam huqal inna abi shaykhun kabir. As Lafit ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, again look, another child in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna abi shaykhun kabirun, my father is an old man. La yastati'u al-hajj wa al-umrah. He doesn't have the ability to perform Hajj, nor does he have the ability to perform Umrah, wa al-dha'na, and nor does he have the ability to undertake any journey." Qal Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now is telling him, "Hujja an abika wa'tamir, and perform Hajj on behalf of your father, and perform Umrah also on behalf of your father." رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال هذا حديث حسن صحيح وعن إسحاق بن يزيد رضي الله عنه قال حج بي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع وأنا ابن سبع سنين. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi first brought the hadith showing us that we can perform Hajj on behalf of someone else, and now he bringing a hadith showing us that even young children can perform Hajj, and likewise young children can perform Umrah. Now that Hajj and Umrah that a young child will perform doesn't mean it will absolve him now when he becomes baligh. Now he no longer has to perform Hajj if it becomes faraz on him. He will have to perform because that will be his Hajj of Islam. That will be that Hajj now that is obligatory upon him. What he does when he's young, he'll get the reward for it, but it won't fulfill that faraz that is still due on him. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah, he brought this hadith that Anisa ibn Yazid radiallahu anhu, he says that I was taken for Hajj, would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during that farewell Hajj, that last Hajj that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed, is known as Hajjatul Wada, the farewell Hajj. So he said, I was taken for Hajj at that time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I was 7 years old. And one more hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laqiya raqban bir ruha. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met a group of people by Ruha. Ruha is a place that is about 74 kilometers from Madinah to Munawwara on the Badr Road. If you're taking that Badr Road to Makkah Sharif, then about 74 kilometers you'll get a place called Ruha. Often people refer to it, or they stop there specifically because of that well that is there. It's known as Biri Ruha. Very fresh, very sweet water you get there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people would stop. Those days there were no ultra cities and there were no special garages to stop. Where there were wells and watering places, people would stop. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met some people at this place called Ruha. So Nafaqal Manil Qum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who are you people? One thing we learn from here, many people unconsciously, they don't realize, they say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Alimul Ghaib. He knows the unseen and he knew and he knows everything. What knowledge Allah Pak had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what knowledge he had. Yeah, he came, he met these people in front of him, but he doesn't know who they are. He's asking them, who are you? So, قَالُوا الْمُسْلِمُونَ, they said, we are Muslims. قَالُوا مَنْ أَنْتَ, and now they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are you? This was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if people met him, he didn't move with that pomp and that glory as leaders would normally move. So simple he was, that these people didn't even know who he was. They asked him, who are you? مَنْ أَنْتَ? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, he said, I am Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they heard, they knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they heard of the messenger, they knew about him, but they didn't know who he was. So this was the first time they meeting him. As I mentioned, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went in the 9th year of the Hijrah, and he announced that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming for Hajj next year. So people already were making the arrangements, people already were moving, people already were coming on the next year now for that Hajj. So here these people had met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't know who he was. So he's explaining to them that I am Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَرَفَعَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ صُبِيًّا, one woman that was there with that group, she lifted up her child. She had a small baby with her, a child with her. She lifted up the child. فَقَالَتْ أَلِهَذَا حَجٌّ, قَالَ نَعْمْ وَلَكِ أَجْرٌ, رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. She lifted up the child and she said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there Hajj on this child? And she was worried that she's taking a child with her and she's going, that will he get reward? Is there that Hajj upon this child, or will this child be rewarded for that Hajj? So beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, he said, yes, and not only that, walaki ajrun, and you'll be rewarded also for that Hajj of the child. What it means is that good action now those children will do, the parents also get a share of the action, because the parents are responsible for the good actions that the children do. So that also teaches us something. When it comes to the tarbiyat of our children, the upbringing of our children, the ta'lim of the children, the education of the children, the Islamic education of the children, is not something that's a wasted effort. People think, I'm paying so much of school fees, I'm paying madrasa fees, I'm paying for the children, so much expenses, etc., and so much of my time is waste. Always remember, this is not something that is lost. The person is getting the full reward of that, that the child is doing whatever actions the child does, the parents get the reward. And not only the reward whilst the child is a child, when the parents pass away also, the good action that the child is doing, because of that action, that the amal, that the parents put effort into the child. In the qabr also, the parents would see the reward of making effort on the children. Likewise, any person who made effort on any child will see the rewards in that, in the qabr and in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.